Thank you. If we can just take a moment now just to relax, make ourselves comfortable, whether we're sitting or lying. Check our backs are as straight as possible, our necks long, our shoulders relaxed down away from our heads, our chins not pointing upwards but slightly downward. Our mouths, our jaws relaxed, you can swallow, chatter your teeth, lick your lips and your gums, smile, and then take some deep breaths. As our eyes close and go inward with our intention, and our breath focuses us and moves any thoughts down, down into the ground. Each breath out, we can feel ourselves descending down into Gaia and her taking our thoughts, fears, worries, anxieties, and transmuting them all to light there. We're grounding down, laying our roots down now, deep, deep down into the warm earth. With every breath out, letting go of what we've done today, and maybe thoughts about what we're about to do. And then with our in-breath, we move up to our heart center, just to feel the energy growing there, to give thanks and feel gratitude. As we just relax and enjoy a visualization where we all enter our crop circle. We start our pilgrimage and journey here. I'd like us now to imagine that we're not lying or sitting down, but we're in a car in England, in Wiltshire, the county of the crop circles, ley lines, magical white chalk horses, and we're driving toward our crop circle destination. The roads are quite narrow and the fields are close together. The fields are golden brown colours, different shades where some wheat has already been harvested and some still stands. We're winding up to the top of a hill, and as we go over the brow of the hill, we stop in a lay-by and look down. And there we see our crop circle. We see some cars parked to the side of the field and count the amount of fields across this is, so we'll be able to find it when we get there. We look at our destination. It's a summer's evening. It's still light. It's still warm. We start to drive down, down the hill towards the road that will take us to our crop circle. As we approach, take a left turn. Everything suddenly seems bigger. We can't see the circle anymore. All we can see is wheat and hills in the distance. We know we're in a very special place, full of ley lines, full of energy, the home of the crop circle, Silbury Hill, Avebury close by, Stonehenge, all close by. At last, we come across the parked cars. They're parked at the edge of a field, just on the edge of a farmer's field. We see a place and we decide to park and get out of the car. There's a slight chill in the air. The sky is a silvery blue. We start walking down towards the circle field until we're side by side with it. We can't make out the circle at all now. We just see people inside, from waist up, covering a vast expanse of the field we know is the true circle size. We'd forgotten how tall wheat is, how strong it is, how dry the brown earth beneath our feet. We don't know how to get into the circle though. We don't want to destroy any more crops by walking on them. And then we notice somebody leaving the circle, so we can retrace their steps. As we pass each other, we nod and smile knowingly. As we walk the previously trodden path, running our fingers over the wheat maybe, making sure we don't fall on the furrowed earth. We look at our feelings and thoughts to see what we're taking into the circle with us. Are these thoughts and feelings that want to come and be healed? Or are they thoughts and feelings we can release? Is there anything you'd like to take into the circle with you to be healed? We just focus on this for a few moments as we take our last few steps before we suddenly find ourselves inside the crop circle. There's a sense of timelessness here, as if we could just cut the energy, the frozen sound. No time like the present. We look at the ground, see the way the wheat has fallen, and understand how those beautiful shadings are made. We can't see the pattern from here, it's just too vast. But we walk around the circle and around some of the pattern, following our own route, which is guiding us to the place where we want to receive our information. We come across our space, empty in front of us, and we lie or sit, smelling the wheat, remembering, looking at the sky and the clouds which clear to reveal the sun just before it sets. Here we sit or lie and receive our healing. We're free to walk anywhere we want to in this circle and explore anything we want to explore and to join in with sounding, to receive our own keys. We welcome in the Arcturians and any other guides, masters that we wish to bring in.
As I bask inside the love, I surrender to the now. I don't know what will happen, but my spirit tells me how. As I float among my memories of who I've been and why, I know I can release them with a blessing and a sigh. All I've been and had and known are circling round my mind. I see now what I've looked for, what I've tried so hard to find. Surprising as it may be, I need to look no more. Myself at long last, I'm deep within my core. This core, it now is glowing and shines out into my life. I know if I can just relax, it will ease all of my strife. Working hard and suffering long no longer wins the day. I found and placed beside me, now if I can only stay. Can I remember how I'm feeling when I'm here so deep inside? Can I be this me in daily life? Can I release my need to hide? So long I've kept my secrets from those I feared would judge me. But no longer can I trap myself. It's time to let me be free. My secrets, they're not fading with the memories of the past. As I become myself again, I'm coming home at last. So long I have awaited for this moment of completeness. I hear, I see, I feel it. I can even taste its sweetness. If I can just remember these sensations through my day, not only will I know the how, I will also know the way.
Thank you.
We notice a sense of ritual apparent in these crop circles as people bring in their sacred instruments, play, sound, or write or draw. The healing creative arts. Opening up to higher dimensions inside these fantastic circles. We feel free to move around and just be guided to wherever we want to go. We take a few moments now to move around in our own space and have our own experience. And so it's time to leave. We get up and stretch. Look around the circle for a last time. Note the clouds, the colour of the sky, the people remaining. Take it all in one more time. Give our thanks. Ask to remember what we've received, to be able to use it again. And then we leave the circle and retrace our own steps back to the edge of the field and then back to our cars. And then we drive the route, the windy road, back over the hill and down again until we find ourselves back in our own spaces, either lying or sitting, yet holding on to that knowledge, that access to the higher dimensions as we bring ourselves back into our own reality, assimilating all and connecting to all. I hope everybody has a lovely journey. Thank you very much.